maybe 20 or so years ago, we were working on that problem, and one of the ways we, in the Syracuse Research Lab, some of the people here in the room, we tried to stimulate the vocal tract using an impulse, which is a broadband source, and we had an assortment of firearms. We found that I think we had some success with air pistols, but we didn't have the sophisticated processing algorithms that you have now. So I don't know if we published any of that or not. But added to your methods for determining the resonance would be inverse filtering, which is difficult to do, but we did that. Did you see the paper, Così Fan Tutte, where we did inverse filtering with a soprano in a high range using the electroglottograph as a guide?
Yeah.
And we found that the this tuning, we thought it could be very significant, had the effect of, one, reducing the airflow, if it's done right and with the right voice, vocal fold vibration pattern, and also suppressing the first harmonic. It suppresses the first harmonic and brings up the relative amplitudes of the higher harmonics, which is opposite to linear, with the prediction of the linear source track theory, and that would make the that had the potential of making the vowels easier to identify. And the one singer that we did this on, in fact, did have a very her articulation was very good. You could he understand what she was singing even in the higher ranges. But we didn't do anything as thoroughly as you did it.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. I guess our initial thing was to do the same thing. Let's get broadband noise. And then we thought, Chuck, we're scientists. What are we doing putting noise into a system? And so, in fact, we use this carefully synthesized signal. For the EGG, yes, we realize how important that is. So that's why, well, one of the reasons, apart from her charming personality, why we asked Natalie to come for a month. And so we had the EGG records for the tenor study and for some of the sopranos who came back. So we can do that, and we're hoping to do that again.
Yeah, no, it's very, in the inverse filtering process, it's very, very difficult to determine the first formant by adjusting the filter.
Yeah.
But if you use the EGG to tell you where the closed phase is and where the open phase is,
you can do that.
And I was originally surprised to find that result, but then it all makes sense from a physics point of view.
Yeah, but the one thing I didn't understand was your suppression of the relevant harmonic, because the point where the output impedance of the vocal tract is largest corresponds to the maximum and transpedance, and the most efficient impedance transformation between the high characteristic impedance of the lower tract and the radiation field. So we consistently get results like this, that where the impedance measured at the front of the tract is high, we get the most efficient output. Now, it may be a coincidence, but...
No, well, what happens is that the resonance itself causes the first harmonic to be strong, but it at the level of the glottis, it's brought down. It's brought down. So
sure.
It's not. So in the output, it's not as strong as it would be if the tuning was slightly different.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
So you get a pressure antinode and a flow node at the near the glottis.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, you could ask me about that if you...
Okay.
Further later.